We are here at World Pork Expo, and with me is Kathy Chin, who just gave a presentation in the Women in Agriculture seminar sponsored by Novus International. Told a great story of growth in a family farm hog operation. Tell me just a little bit about how you went from an old-fashioned hog farm into the 21st century, literally, and how that's helped your family.
Well, it's kind of a story. You've evolved, you know, over the need to evolve, because we had a complaint from a neighbor, an elderly lady, that thought that we were a factory farm that was doing everything wrong. And we had 300 sows outdoors, and we found out through the Department of Natural Resources when she called them in that we were polluting the waters of the state, which happened to be the road ditches, which we were terribly unaware of, and that we had to improve our educational skills and knowledge on that so we would understand better how to be a better neighbor. And so, kind of ironically, it led us into survival in the pork business, because we evolved into a more modern, more sophisticated system in which we could take better care of our animals, with the animal well-being being high priority, and the efficiencies and keeping our business, you know, going through many tough times, and including our family. Our family's very much a part of this, so this is something we're very thankful for.
Well, and it was a beautiful and inspiring story, and it's, you talked a little bit about how important it is for pork producers to share their story with their neighbors, with their state and local legislators and things. Tell me just a little bit more about that. Why is that so important?
Absolutely. We are food producers for people to have food in the whole world. I mean, we're producing food for a lot of hungry people. So people that maybe have this concept of we're a factory farm, we're an industrial, organized, anti-civilization type thing, we're not that. We're the people in the community. We're the neighbor down the road. We're the neighbor down the street. We have children in schools with everybody else's children. We pay our taxes at the county courthouse just like everybody else does. We buy food at the grocery store. We belong to clubs. We go to events together. Those are all the things that people need to understand, and we need to help them understand. Maybe we haven't done a very good job of that in the past, and I think we need to do a little better job. It's very important to me that I be able to just be one of the people out there. I'm no different than anyone else. I'm just creating a product for people to buy at the grocery store.
Now, we talked yesterday, they talked here about the We Care program with the National Pork Producers Council and the National Pork Board, the PQA Plus program, the TQA. I know you mentioned that. How important do you think that is for the industry?
I think these are very important programs. We have worked very hard with people that are producers. We've worked with people that are in the research and development programs, college, the professors, the people that the knowledgeable people that have looked at this, and we're very anxious to have these programs get off the ground, get going, have producers commit to those, because this is good for our business, it's good for us, the animal well-being being a top priority, to make sure that we're good neighbors. These are also things that we can learn from these programs, and this is all we want to do, is do a good job and make it good for everybody.
All right, thank you very much. That's Kathy Chin, who is a hog farmer, pork producer in the state of Missouri, northeast Missouri, and kind of a neighbor of ours here at ZimCom. And we're here reporting at the World Pork Expo. I am Cindy Zimmerman.